Welcome to the Professional Plumber Podcast. We hope that these podcasts will bring some insight into who we are and what we do. So while in conversation with the PIRB, sit back, enjoy, and make sure to connect with the PIRB on Facebook or at pirb.co.za for more.
A warm welcome to our audience. My name is Willem Klopper. I'm your host. And in this episode, we will discuss CPD, or alternatively known as continuous professional development, and how easy it is to complete, as well as how one can manage one's time to complete these important CPD activities that ultimately keep you updated with what is going on in the plumbing industry. So with me in studio, I have Garth Scott. He is the owner of Model Plumbers. I have Joanne Shaw. She's the CPD administrator at the PIRB, as well as Simone van Wyk, also the CPD administrator at PIRB. We'll give our guests the opportunity to introduce themselves right after this.
Don't forget to download the all-new and improved App Plumber from the Google Play Store. All your plumbing solutions are just a click away, exclusively for Android users.
So before I fire away with all of the other questions that I have for each one of you, I'd like for each of you to just very briefly give an introduction of yourself to the audience. Just tell the audience what your organization is, your current role within your organization, your involvement in the plumbing sector. And Garth, if we can start with you, please.
Hi, morning, everyone. My name is Garth Scott. I run a company called Model Plumbers, which is based in Durban. We focus most of our plumbing attention on the construction and maintenance sector of plumbing. And being involved in the industry is very important to me. I am on the committee of the KZN Institute of Plumbing as the vice chairman. And I'm also a PIRB registered auditor, auditing the COCs that are issued by the plumbers for their work, mainly on geysers and that. Yeah, that's about it in a nutshell.
In a nutshell, but just for clarity, Garth, you are also, you mentioned that you're a registered auditor with the PIRB, but you're also a registered, qualified, and licensed plumber for that matter.
That's correct. I'm a registered, licensed plumber. I am qualified also for heat pump installations and solar installations. So essentially, we can do any installation in the plumbing sector that is required, and we do carry out all of that work within our company.
Simone.
Good morning. Yes, I'm Simone van Wyk, CPD administrator with PIRB. I've been working with PIRB since last year, June. Before that, I've been with the pest control industry for 17 years. So, yeah, glad to be here.
Thanks for joining us. Joanne, welcome, and please introduce yourself to the audience.
Hi, everyone. I'm Joanne Shaw, one of the CPD administrators at PIRB. I've been working with CPD since I started here, which is about a year now. It's been hectic, but I enjoy it. It's nice to see how plumbers are developing in the sector.
Simone, Joanne, if you can just, before we start off, if you can just very briefly give the audience an explanation of what CPD, or continuous professional development, actually is.
So CPD, it's in the name, it's continuous, it's professional, because that is what a plumber is nowadays. You are seen as a professional. And it's development, it's for yourself, it's so that you can be a better person, for yourself, for your community, in your business, in your career field, you know, so that when you introduce yourself and you say you're a plumber, you're not just any old plumber, you are a professional plumber.
When it comes to development, we use the word development in the acronym CPD, and in the name continuous professional development. So when we refer to development, is that the development of a plumber's knowledge, their skills, their competencies, to continuously grow and develop and improve, and also perhaps even keep up with what is new in the industry? I mean, Am I correct in saying that?
Yes, you are 100% Willem. It's your knowledge, because what you've known 10 years ago was not the same as the knowledge and the skills that people are using today. So you constantly have to know what is happening around you, how you can maximize your knowledge from then and apply it now and gain more and constantly growing, so that you basically, you stand out from the rest because you know it all.
Jona, what is the required number of CPD points that plumbers must achieve in their applicable CPD cycle?
So as a licensed plumber, like Garth is, he needs to have 25 CPD points. Obviously, the reason why we here, Garth, is a bit of an overachiever. But 25 is the minimum that you need to have. It's what you need in a year. And if you start from the time you renew or register, I mean, 25, it goes by in an instant.
Can I just ask, So, depending on a registered plumber's specific designation, does the number of required CPD points differ from designation to designation?
Yes, definitely. So you've got your learners, technical assistant practitioners and the operators. They only need 10 for the year. Licensed plumbers, they would need 25. Your master plumber would need 35 and a director would need 45. So the more you climb up the ladder, I wouldn't say tougher, but yeah, it gets a bit.
More is required.
Yes, more is required.
It's also because most probably that, you know, your responsibilities and accountability increases as your designation is higher, at a higher level.
Yeah, if you're going to sit at the top and those that look up to you, they need to have something to look up to. So, yes, there's more required of you.
Garth, so for your specific 2019-2020 CPD cycle, you actually achieved 69.5 CPD points. Now, that is quite an impressive number. I mean, if it's only required for you as a qualified licensed plumber, registered plumber, to achieve 25 CPD points in your specific cycle, you almost tripled that. How did you manage to achieve this? I mean, did you have a specific strategy that you may have included, proper and effective time management? Well, how did you achieve this?
I must be honest, when I saw the number, I was quite surprised, but, it is a good number. I think, it's not really a way of planning. It's I earn my living out of the plumbing industry, and for that I need to be on top of my game and knowing what is going on. So earning CPD points is training, and it's a way of life. So essentially, in the mornings on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, they have business 101 talks, toolbox talks, and tech talks, which are from 7 to 7.30 in the morning, which essentially you get 0.25 of a CPD point per session, which is 6 points per month at no cost to anybody. Most of us are running around in the mornings, but what I find is between 7 and 7.30, I'm in my van on my way to my first job. I have it on my cell phone. I have it on speaker. And I listen to those talks on a Thursday morning specifically. When there's a tech talk, I have my entire staff sitting in my office with a screen up, because I think it's important that they also learn that it's not just me making up rules, but that things are done correctly and that they hear from the correct sources what's required within the industry. I also, for being on the committee, I do earn a maximum of 5 CPD points, depending on my performance within the IOPSA committee, which is a very minimal amount. But being on the committee and the time spent with it does afford me the opportunity to learn a hell of a lot out of the other guys on the committee and the other plumbers out there. On top of that, obviously, for every plumbing meeting one attends, one will get two CPD points for every meeting attended. So I do make a point of attending most of the meetings around KZN, right up to Port Shepstone, through to Pietermaritzburg. We go out to Ballito. In fact, last year we went to Ladysmith as well on a road trip just to go and have a look and let the plumbers out there know who's what's available to them and what's around. So it is this general sort of way of life, knowing what you're doing, where you are. There is the SA Plumbing Magazine, which if you read and look through it, there are some questions that one can answer once going through it, and you get a CPD point every month for that as well. So, yeah, it's actually quite easy. Without even trying very hard at all, one can get up to the required CPD points and exceed it quite easily within your daily work without actually affecting the work that you are doing and taking up to the personal time.
So Garth, what I deduce from what you're saying that there is quite a variety of different CPD activities from which one can earn CPD points, and some of them are free of charge for that matter, and quite convenient. I mean, as I listen to you say that early in the morning between 7 and 7:30, you're on your way to your first job out in the field, and you chuck your cell phone to your van's radio, and you listen and tune into one of the morning webinars, and that's free of charge. And if it equates, if you listen to all of those morning webinars for the month, it equates to 6 CPD points for the month, free of charge, completely free of charge, something that you can conveniently do, because it's quite convenient to just, while you're on your way, just sit and listen to whatever is discussed in those webinars. Is that correct? There's quite a variety of different CPD activities.
You're certainly 100% correct, and obviously we can't listen to each and every one of those talks. There's certain mornings that you can and you can't, but if you're adding it up to say 6 CPD points a month, as you said, multiply that by at least 10 months, that's 60 points, just for listening into where you are and what you're doing for a living. So if you do happen to miss something, it's not a train smash, you can certainly make up those points quite easily. As well as that, any training that one does, one will earn CPD points on it. So if you do your solar training, if you do geyser training, if you do your heat pump training, and you submit that paperwork of what you've done, you get actually multiple CPD points for that kind of thing, because essentially professional development is uplifting yourself. So if you've uplifted yourself by doing a course and getting some sort of classification and qualification, then certainly you're going to get a number of points for that, because that's exactly what professional development.
And haven't, you know, some of these things can be done without putting in a lot of effort. Before we continue with our conversation, have a listen to this.
Plumber training has never been easier with articulated plumber courses. Enroll now to upskill yourself at your own pace and earn CPD points. Our informative and easy to follow courses can be found on iopsitraining.co.za. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Articulated Plumber.
And now, back to our conversation. Garth, what would you say to plumbers who argue that completing CPD activities is very time consuming and that they find it unnecessary?
I think the question is posed to me quite regularly, especially being an auditor. The guys are saying, well, we can't do our CPD points, and why do we have to do this, and why do we have to do that? And I think quite regularly, you know, we're at a site where we're auditing the guys' installation, and I'm pointing out some fundamental flaws in the installation, which the guys sort of, they haven't been trained to do correctly. Essentially, in plumbing, the unfortunate situation is that in the old days, one learns from their journeyman, and they learn both good and bad habits from their journeyman. And the whole idea of the auditing process is to correct those bad habits. And the whole idea of the CPD is so that people can actually go out and train what is required, what is a correct method, 100% correct, so that when they're doing work for a client, they're doing it safely, they're doing it to compliance, and things are going to work correctly. They're not going to end up with bad odors. And I think with CPD, if you're not doing it and you're not wanting to learn how to do things correctly, then you know, why are you trying to earn a living out of something that you're not 100% sure of? I don't go out and try and fix somebody else's car because I know nothing about fixing cars. So I think with the CPD, the we learn the correct methods of first of all safety. There's the business talks which helps you within your business. Everything about gaining CPD points is positive to you and your business and your role as a plumber within the industry. Yes, there is some time involved in it, but for me to spend a bit of time on an industry that I'm passionate about and an industry that I earn a living from, for me, it's a no-brainer that it's a necessity. So generally, I say to the guys, look, you know, without being funny, we've been to your job, we've had a look, and there are faults here. And tell me you haven't learned something from the audit, because the idea is to learn and uplift. The idea is not to fail audits. The idea is not to get upset with people or pretend we're any better than them. We all make mistakes in life, and we all learn. And any day you don't learn is a day wasted. So hence me trying to get as many CPD points as I can. It's not about getting points. It's about being able to answer the question when somebody asks it. And I think that's the most important thing that we can sort of let the plumbers know that's what it's all about is knowing the answer as a professional and feeling like a professional.
Ultimately, this is not a punitive measure. You know, it's rather for improvement and upliftment in the development of your skills, your knowledge, your competencies. I mean, things do change. Methods of doing your work change. Technology change. You get new plumbing equipments, new plumbing components. And if you don't keep up with the new technology, the new methods of putting things together, you know, then you're going to lag behind you know, ultimately, this is about taking pride in what you do and accountability for what you do, because the services that plumbers deliver is ultimately for the consumer out there. And the risk involved in not doing plumbing work correctly ultimately puts the consumer out there at risk. Would you all agree with me on that?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Definitely, Willem. I mean, it's the same as, like a plumber's a professional now. The same way you'd go to a doctor, a dentist, a lawyer. You wouldn't want somebody that's just trying or, you know, they're doing it just because they want your money. You want somebody that knows. And I mean, if you read up, if you go to the doctor or the dentist and you want to get your tooth removed and he says to you, yeah, but back in the day we did this with a hammer. And you know, you're going to be like, wait, what? Times have changed.
You've certainly not continuously professionally developed yourself.
Exactly.
And learned about the new methods and the new technology. Absolutely. Jeanne, what is the reason for CPD to have been implemented? And what purpose does it serve?
So CPD, because PRB is a professional body, all professional bodies that are registered with SACWA, this is a requirement that you have this. What we're trying to do mostly is for plumbers to see themselves as how we see them as a professional. I mean, when I started here, I didn't know a plumber was a professional. And I was taken through everything and this is what they need to do and this is what they need to know. And it was like, my goodness, you know, the amount of knowledge before somebody just walks into my door, to fix my geyser or to install something, the things that they need to know beforehand and continuously learn about it, it's a lot. It really is a lot. But it's for themselves. You know, look in the mirror and say, I know when you're going to do a job or something, you're not going to be dressed in a suit and tie. But, I mean, look at yourself in that way. See yourself as a professional. See yourself in the same league as you would any other profession. You know, you're a professional plumber, and be proud about that. Be proud that you are, that you have that status.
So just to get back to what we said earlier on, and the question that I raised to Garth a little earlier in the conversation, where I asked Garth, you know, about the fact that there are different CPD activities or a variety of CPD activities, a variety of methods through which plumbers can earn CPD points. Are these activities categorized? And if so, what are those different CPD categories?
So we had basically the categories. There were three different streams. They were developmental, individual, and work-based of how you could accumulate points. But meeting with the committee, they decided that, you know what, instead of streamlining it, let's make it one, you know. Let them develop themselves. Let's look at the holistic plumber. Because even though, yes, the activities are still, some of them are work-based, they depend on your work, COC, your daily, you know, how you make your income. But holistically, you are not just working all the time. There's also you. You
the
plumber.
You're
yes.
The individual.
You the individual, yes. And then you the person that wants to uplift yourself and then also grow and develop in that way. But we wouldn't be CPD if we weren't innovative. So we are looking at developing the plumber holistically and adding activities that would contribute to that holistic development.
I had a word with one of the IOPSA auditors, who himself is a qualified licensed plumber, and he completed his apprenticeship a numerous amount of years ago. He's been in the industry forever. However, the statement that he made to me was, you know, and it gets back to what Garth said a little earlier in our conversation, where in the past plumbers learned from their journeyman, and they would get a clap behind the head if they did something wrong. But they learned both good ways and methods of doing things, and they also learned bad habits from that one single journeyman. And if you look at the variety of methods through which plumbers can learn through in today's time, in 2021, they're learning from the podcasts that we're having now. It's just one form of, and one method of through which they can learn and gain more knowledge about their work, about their industry. The plumbers are actually today spoiled with choice. They have it at their fingertips.
Willem, I just want to add, there's a quote that I read the other day. It's from Robert Kiyosaki. So he says, in today's fast-changing world, it's not so much what you know anymore that counts, because often what you know is old. It is how fast you learn, and that skill is priceless.
Exactly. How fast you learn. Again, it gets back to what I said to Garth earlier as well, and the fact that technology evolves, and it will never stand still. And that includes technology around plumbing work. You know, new equipment, new components, new things are coming out in the market. It evolves. And if you don't keep up with that, if you don't keep up and learn and develop your knowledge, you know, you're going to lag behind.
You'll definitely fall behind. Simone and I, we had such a laugh the other day where a guy called in and he said to me, I don't have a computer. I don't have a phone. I can't take pictures with my phone. And I was like, oh boy, how do I deal with this? And Simone took over. And then when she hung up the phone, she does have a phone. He does have a computer. He has access to the internet. So, you know, it's just like how much, the excuses you're making, it's not for us. We are simply there to force you to develop yourself. But what you are doing is you are blocking yourself off if you are going to come up with excuses. You are preventing yourself from being one of the best guys that there is.
Absolutely. Again, the professional, the doctor of the plumbing industry walking into a consumer's door and saying, the doctor's here, I'm here to fix your plumbing.
I mean, I'm about ready to call him Dr. Scott now when I speak to him over the phone.
He's especially with 69.5,
exactly.
69.5 CPD points. Simone, is it easy for plumbers to find the CPD menu where they can see a menu or a list of the different CPD activities and to browse through the different categories and activities?
Yes, as he said, if you watch the morning chats, you get 6 points per month. But we worked it out to if you only go for a minimum of 25, if you do 2.5 per month, times 10 months, your points are allocated. And of course, if you attach the correct proof, if everything is in order, then it takes you 10 months at a minimum of 2.5 per month to have all your points. And then you've really not done that much.
Simone, you just mentioned mentoring a learner plumber and that a plumber can earn CPD points for doing that. Is that correct? And that is free of charge.
Yes, most of the activities, as Garth said, is free of charge. You get your courses that you pay for and that sort of thing. But if you put in a little bit of effort, a little bit of time in front of your computer, then you're there.
And that actually mentoring a learner plumber, that's actually part of your day-to-day work. It's part of on the job, on the site, while you're out there in the field doing your job. It's not time that you have to set aside to now mentor a learner plumber.
It's not
additional
job. Yes.
Time that you're going to...
So what we're doing as a, because previously you could just fall out and say this is what he's doing, but we had a deeper look into mentoring a learner plumber, and it's focused mentoring now. It's not just taking a group of people and come, let me show you what I'm doing. It's taking two guys that are really serious about seeing this as a profession, as a career, who wants to build himself a business out of this. Taking those two guys and investing yourself into them, getting them to register for the weekly webinars, you know, so they can also watch. Teach them as they are walking along this journey with you, so that the end result must be, you know what, I want to go and do my trade test now. Because now this guy has walked with me, he's held my hand, he's spoon-fed me, I'm ready now. And you have now contributed in the plumbing industry to future plumbers. You can say, you know what, that guy that's on that billboard or in the Plumbing Africa magazine, I did that, I helped him, you know.
One of my guests with whom I actually had a podcast yesterday actually said, you know, he quoted Nelson Mandela, who said, you know, that knowledge is power. But it becomes even more powerful in the way and how effectively you apply the knowledge that you have. And if applying that knowledge by means of instilling that knowledge into a learner plumber to also help them develop and grow and eventually, you know, succeed in life. You know, that's just one way of effectively applying the knowledge that you have.
Yeah. And I mean, today in, like you said, in 2021, you have access to everything. Knowledge, it's in the palm of your hand. It's on your device. Google something that you need to know. If Google is not going to help you, call PRB. Listen, what else can I do? Call our OPSA. Call your auditor, your local auditor. Help me. It's not difficult. We have access to so many things. So if you're going to have backward thinking, you're not going to grow forward in the industry.
Yeah. Simone, so once a plumber has completed a CPD activity, and is it easy for them to log it with the PRB to let the PRB know so that they can actually claim the applicable CPD points therefore?
Oh yes, of course. The the uploading of the CPD activities are so easy. It's actually scary easy. All you need to do is make sure that, especially with the videos that you watch, or mentor a learner plumber, or charity work that you do, you have to have proof. So when you go onto the PRE website and you log onto your profile, you just click on My CPD. It's right below your photo on your profile. And then it opens up a new page where you choose the activity that you've done from a drop-down list. You enter the date, and then there's a little block where you can leave comments for us if need be.
Type in the details
of
what it was that you did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you want us to know something, then you put it in the comments block. And then also there's a little picture of a lady with headphones, and right below that says choose file. So you click on that, you upload the file from your computer or your cell phone gallery, and you submit it to us. It goes into a queue. We go through the queue daily. If we open up the activity, or your claim actually, we watch and we see your claim, we see your proof, and if the two go together, then we approve that. It's very, very easy.
And when you say uploading the file, choose file, that's the proof.
Yes.
That's the evidence.
Yes.
Of
proof. Either the letter.
Proving to the PRB that, listen, I'm claiming for CPD points for an activity that I've completed, but here's the proof. Here's the evidence.
Yeah, it's difficult when some people claim these activities, but they don't give proof. So I can tell you that I've got a driver's license, but if I don't show you my driver's license card, there's no proof that I have a driver's license. So it's very, very important that people realize that we don't know what you guys out there do. So if you say you've watched the video, then upload the proof of that video, and you can accumulate your points very, very quickly.
So Simone, so once it's been approved and they've logged and it's been approved, can plumbers on that same profile, can they track and monitor their CPD activities and see their CPD points keep track of the CPD points that they have accumulated thus far?
Yes, sure. On their dashboard, there's a little picture that looks like a ref counter with a number in the middle. So every time your CPD activities are approved, that little ref counter starts to go up and up and up. So if you watch the profile for Garth Scott, you will see that his ref count is at 69.5 with everything that he's accumulated now after that. So and then also on that same page, if you scroll down all the way to the bottom, the plumber can see all the activities that he has loaded.
When you refer to the dashboard and the profile, this is obviously the first page that when you log into your profile, it will automatically land on the dashboard. It will automatically open up by default the dashboard, and that's what you will see first before you navigate to any other things like My CPD or anything like that. So by default, you see your dashboard, and on your dashboard, there's a little indication of the number of CPD points that you've accumulated.
That is correct, yes.
So, Simone, what are the main issues that you experience when it comes to overseeing plumbers completing their CPD activities and achieving their required CPD points?
As I mentioned before, the biggest problem that we have at the moment, there's three issues. I do not have time is most probably the one we hear the most. I do not have time. And then if you actually look at the profiles and the queue where the activities go into for us to approve or reject, it's people uploading claim activities, but not number one, giving proof, or number two, the proof that they put in for the claim, it doesn't match.
It doesn't match the activity that they are claiming for.
Yes.
Just before wrapping up this conversation, have a listen to this. We'd like to encourage our audience to follow Articulated Plumber on Instagram and Facebook to learn more about any exciting and interesting news that we may have. Our handle on both Instagram and Facebook is Articulated Plumber. Simone, Joanne, and then Garth, you can actually, you know, you can actually get to the designation of director plumber by seemingly by your 69.5 points that you've accumulated, Garth. So
it's something to work towards, certainly.
For sure. Your name?
Dr. Scott. The CPD department would like to gift you something, so we've put together a little goodie bag for you just to say thank you for all your efforts. So it's just a few folders for your CRCs, masks so you are safe, pens, your Proud Plumber sticker, just a few things that we'd like to gift you just to say thank you for all your hard efforts that you've put in throughout the whole year. I mean, it wasn't an easy year, but you've overachieved basically. Yeah. Oh, so awesome. We just want to say thank you, Dr. Scott.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. That's very kind of you. Thanks. I think it was made quite easy last year, although everybody says it was a difficult year. We were kind of stuck in lockdown, and I think there were webinars on just about every single day, which PRB and I often put together. So PRB is certainly, and our ops are certainly giving back to the industry. It's not just a matter of saying, well, you will do this, you will do that.
It shouldn't be seen as a punitive measurement. It should be rather seen as the upliftment of the industry in which you are building a career for yourself. Yeah.
We just want all the plumbers out there to know that we're here to help. We're here to assist. We're here to guide them through. So instead of not doing your CPD and leaving it until number 199 and then worrying about us suspending you, please phone us. Let us help you. Let us guide you through. Let us show you how.
Yeah, you've mentioned earlier in the conversation that, you know, you can, in 10 months' time, you can literally just achieve the minimum of 2.5 points for each of 10 months. And after 10 months, you will have, by just achieving the minimum of 2.5 points for each of the 10 months, you'll have your 25 points. I would like to thank the three of you. Garth, thank you for having joined us for this conversation and for the information that you've shared, and for, you know, just proving to the audience out there, you know, that it can be achieved. It can be achieved easily. And you know, just thank you for your time. Simone, thank you. Jeanne, thank you for the information that you've shared with us. And then lastly, thank you to the audience for having tuned in and listened to this episode.
Thanks for having tuned in. Make sure to read more about the PIRB on our website at pirb.co.za and on our social media channels like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.